I'm overwhelmed. I'm sort of at a loss for words about how grateful we are to the people here, how much hope and excitement we have for the games that are coming up, and how hopeful we are about the future.
And bringing them to the heart of the Middle East, bringing them out here to the Gulf, what does this mean for the movement?
I think there's another story to be told in this part of the world. It's a story of tolerance, it's a story of compassion, it's a story of welcome to the nationalities and religions and cultures of the world, and it's the embrace of people with intellectual differences who are in some ways the best ambassadors of that message from this part of the world to the rest of the world.
Timothy Shriver, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Mark Shriver, today is an unbelievable day. I mean, we're going to be here in Abu Dhabi in the UAE. I mean, I don't think my mother would have ever dreamt of something so wild as this. It's bringing people from all around the world together, and it's a wonderful moment.
And for you and for the Shrivers and also for the extended Kennedy family, what does the Special Olympics mean and the fact that you've brought it to the Middle East for the very first time?
I mean, it's a huge honor. I mean, we're so grateful for the people in the UAE for supporting this effort. My mom was so thrilled when the games were in Ireland. I don't think she ever would imagine coming to the Middle East, but I think it's a great unifying message for the entire world. So it's very, very powerful.
Botswana are parading out to U2. Why is it that Bono always sounds better abroad? Just before St. Patrick's Day, here in the Middle East, here at the opening ceremony of the Special Olympics World Summer Games in the desert.
This is the Special Olympics. It's a special celebration. We're having an amazing, astonishing time here. 190 plus countries and nations all here to have a special celebration and an awesome time, and everyone's doing it. Absolutely loving it. This is a once-in-a-lifetime experience in this region with this event. This is big.
And the Arabs are getting this event so right, aren't they?
We are. The hospitality is astonishing. Everyone is having a great time, and you can just see it in the faces of people.
So thumbs up for the UAE.
Two thumbs up.
Brenda Godwin from Special Olympics Norway.
How proud are you of Team Norway?
Yeah, very proud.
And you just paraded in front of a huge crowd of tens of thousands from all over the world, including the Middle East. How did it make you feel?
Unbelievable, very special. It was really beautiful experience.
Katalin Christine from Norway, head coach. What do you love about the opening ceremony?
I love everything.
Ireland have entered the arena to a massive cheer here in Abu Dhabi.
Madigan. I'm the family's coordinator for Special Olympic Team Ireland.
Lucy Madigan, how did it feel walking out in front of a crowd of 100,000 here in the desert in Abu Dhabi for the Special Olympics World Summer Games?
Absolutely unbelievable, and we're all looking up at the Irish supporters all here in green, and just to see everyone is just overwhelming. It's unbelievable to be here.
My name is Ken Kavanagh. It's amazing. It's an amazing feeling. The cheers, the roars. There's nothing like it, really. I've been lucky to be to a few games, and it never changes. It's been incredible for us. You know, like the welcome of the people everywhere we've gone, hotels, facilities, everything we've used. The people have been amazing. We've been welcomed so great. And the best thing is, all of our athletes have arrived to open the ceremony, and they've been happy and they're in great spirits. So that's good.
I'm having a chat with Simon William Lowry, athlete. Your sport is golf. You just walked out on to the arena here in the heart of the Middle East at the World Games. How did it feel for you?
Unbelievable, best experience ever, I'd say.
Mike Ford, I'm the golf head coach.
And how excited are you to be here at the World Games at the opening ceremony?
Very excited. We've only been practicing. Our competition doesn't start until Sunday, but everybody's having a great time, and it's tough going out in the heat.
Alan Power, Athletics. Alan, how does it feel to be here at the World Games?
Fantastic. We're looking forward to the games, and we're all doing our best.
Roisin Howard, coach in Athletics. How does it feel to be here with the athletes?
It's a really surreal experience. It's great to be part of it. It's great to be there with the team and to help them along. They're all enjoying it really well, and they're, you know, really embracing it and talking to all the other cultures and all the other sports.
Mairead Moroney from County Clare, golfer, unified and Jean Maloney, unified partner, so you play golf together.
Yes.
How excited are you?
We've had one practice round and it's been quite difficult, but a lovely, a fabulous course.
And Mairead, what do you like about golf? And a personal question, how old are you?
69.
You're the oldest competitor at 69 in the whole game.
The whole game.
The whole thing.
Yes.
Phil Kelleher, you're from Dublin, you're a unified partner.
That's right, yes.
How old are you?
I'm 80.
80 years of age.
Yes, and I still play golf. I play with Andrew. Andrew is here beside us. We play in Ellen Park Golf Club. It's wonderful. It's a great sense of achievement to see them getting here to the World Games.
Mark James Delafi, yeah. You are an athlete. How are you feeling here at the opening ceremony?
Great, I went to play golf with my family.
My name's Ashley Beacombe, and I'm back again for round two in open water. And I'm hoping for myself to try and get gold.
I met you in Athens 8 years ago. Tell us about your medals then.
Yeah, I got a bronze and a silver there, which was amazing to get. And even to get the second time around again is absolutely amazing.
Hi, how are you? My name is Karen O'Brien. I'm one of the coaches for the bowling. I met you in the Ireland Games. This is my first time in the World Games, so it's an experience. It's unbelievable, actually, because I've only kind of ever Googled it before I knew I was coming. So it's the culture, the experience, like everyone has been absolutely amazing to us and have treated us like royalty. It's absolutely fantastic.
Aideen Dowling, head coach for the swim team on Team Ireland for the Special Olympics World Games 2019.
Yay! I'm Damien Resson from Offaly, from Clarion, County Offaly, and I'm going to bring back the pride of Offaly. It's a great honour to wear the Ireland jersey, and it's a great honour to bring pride and glory.
Kelly O'Donnell, athlete, how excited are you?
Can't wait for it now.
Aoife McMahon, table tennis athlete, how happy are you to be here?
I'm very happy to be here. My coach is very good to us.
Caroline Murray, coach, what's it like to be here at the Games?
It's amazing to be here. Really, really proud of everyone, and it's just a brilliant experience for all.
My name is Aoife Gannon, gymnastic. I can't wait to compete for Ireland.
My name is Nicole McCarvey, Olympic gymnastic head coach. Absolutely honoured. Honoured to be part of Team Ireland and also being honoured to look after so many gymnasts who are absolutely fabulous. You need to be here. You need to be here to experience what we're experiencing at this present moment in time. It's fabulous.
I'm Dunn and I play basketball for Ireland.
And I'm Tommy McKay. I'm the male coach with the basketball team.
So you're the male coach, but not just that. You are Siobhan's stepdad.
Yes, I am very proud of her.
How proud are you?
Extremely proud. When she was accepted, I didn't think I'd be going to join her, but I got accepted a couple of weeks later to go as a coach. And I was just so happy to be experiencing this whole situation with her.
I'm absolutely buzzing, to be honest with you. I have so many emotions. Like, I'm all here with so many countries. It's just an incredible feeling.
My name is Claire, and I'm a coach with table tennis and badminton for Team Ireland. And here we are at the opening ceremony. Oh, I'm so proud of the athletes. They're doing their country proud, they're doing their family proud, they're doing their friends proud, they're doing us proud.
Sarah Kilmartin, athlete basketball. How does it feel to be here?
Oh, it's such a huge honour for me. Being part of the Special Olympics World Games, I represent my country. Words cannot describe how happy I am to be here. It is such a huge honour for me, and this will be the one moment that I will never ever forget.
So you're very, very proud?
I am indeed, and my parents are really proud as well. Unfortunately, they can't be here today, but if they were, I'd say they'd be tears of joy. They'd be really, really proud of me, but I know that they'll be supporting me at home. A bit emotional, but mostly happy at the same time, you know?
And Evelyn Bohan, coach, how do you feel?
Oh, this is amazing. I've been involved with Special Olympics since the Irish World Games in 2003. This is my first World Games here, and it is just unbelievable. I've gone to all the national games in Ireland, and this is unreal. It really is. After so many years, it's fantastic.
Hi, I'm Alan McCormack. I'm a swimming coach. We're based in Dubai for the week. Go Team Ireland!
I'm speaking to Jack McFadden, athlete swimming. How excited are you?
I'm very excited. I'm doing my country proud and hopefully everyone that I know as well. Doing a big favour. And go Team Ireland!
Emma Barrett, swimming athlete. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Alan McCormack, you are the grassroots. You're the coach that puts in all the work to make tonight happen.
Yeah, it's we started back in September with Team Ireland. And we've met up a few times since. two residential weekends in Blanchardstown with the whole team, and we all bonded very well together. Now this has come around very fast, so exciting, and we're all really excited. So bring on the games tomorrow.
The flame of hope has been lit here in the desert in Abu Dhabi. The Special Olympics World Summer Games has officially started. And the fireworks have started also. A spectacular scene here in the Middle East. The first time the Middle East has hosted the Special Olympics.